Yes, they want to say they did Rashi in the Rashi that when the Gemara answers by us, they're not retired, why you have a migul? Couldn't call you for alcohol. The answer is the men are trying to submit to Aza. The most are trying to submit to Aza. Now it says because if it's a middle of the rule, therefore can't part from a shvua. That's why by easy also you have to swear. Like the goyim. So we're bothered by a question, but so it's fine. The middle of the shvua l'arminan, the middle of the ozla of the shvua l'arminan. Okay, but where's the shvua? It means that there's a reason for a shvua, there's a chiv shvua, the middle can't part from a shvua. So by the mitzvah, there's a reason for a shvua. The middle can't pat the shvua. But by easy, where's the shvua to begin with? He told me the migu, the oz over there can't pat the shvua. Where's the shvua b'chal? So yesterday I suggested in Iran that maybe adarabah from the by the mitzvahs we see that when the Torah is mechayev by the mitzvahs shvua because. Because you need a migul and you don't have a good migul, therefore you have to be mashal on the migul, you have to buttress the migul with a shvua. In other words, that it's not that there's a siba for a shvua, in our vast, the migul can't patter it. Adrabba, the siba for the shvua is that Batsim is a reason that you should be chayev. Elma, you need the migul. You need the migul. So if it's a lousy migu, that's why you need a shvua. So then, from the parasha might mix it itself, you could see that in a different situation where, let's say over there, you want to be mighty mammon, right? You want to be mighty mammon from the guy, from the balezi. You say they ate your tomatoes. Samela, how do you mighty mammon? Elma, you have a migu, but the migu is lousy migu. So you see the parashah by the mitzvahs when you have migu, but it's lousy migu, with the shvu you could mighty. That was what I suggested yesterday. In the Ran, it wasn't so clear that's what he's saying. But then I was looking at the Ritva, and it seems to me maybe more clear in the Ritva. Because Ritva says, the shtach at time shama tayyah by the mitzvah at time shava, chayyab called potter. That's why you have to swear. The migam aliyas, because a good migam male, maize, but maize. The tiniest maize, which ain't a maize, that's not a good migam. Shilukov bakoli, maize. So, and he's saying, mix is not maize. Because, explained before, because it doesn't look so bad. You only carry for part. It's not so much of Aza. So you could be amigo from any maize to maize. Therefore, you have to swear. Uboy lemir meshvua. Zu. Right? La amigo malia. Uboy lemir meshvua. Because it's not a good amigo, that's why we need the shvua. Not that that's why there's no ptur shvua, but that's why there is a shvua. Right? Umikan onu lemaidin. Din zel mekayim is acherim. The chol migush who memeiz l'sheni meiz boy shvu because it's reifetz. He's not saying therefore you can't pater a shvu. Therefore boy shvu because it's reifetz. Mein ob the hanizi da chush bnei doyim. The kind of shachalita and not take the man. Migdi by tayin l'kuchas hem biyadi. El the rom rabav so shvu alayz. He's saying it's a chol shvu rabav. Because it's reifetz. That would seem that forget the mechayev of the shvua is that batzem you need a migul and if you have a lousy migul you need a shvua. That's what the Ritva seems to be saying. Now I was looking at the Ramban of the Memhei where he discusses this sheet of the Gaonim Barichus, sheet of the Gaonim the Rif the Gaonim were talking about a case of mashkin. We have a migul. Right? We discussed yesterday, Shuvas Harif, he had a mashkin, And you have Migu could have said Lekuach, because it's Vorm Shasuyim Lahashel Lahaskir. As it's not Vorm Shasuyim Lahashel Lahaskir, then you could have said Lekuach, and therefore you want to be Neman, that was a Mashkin, and not by you B'Sheila. Mele is a Choy, you want to be Goyim B'Choy. So that's what the Goyim said, that the Shvos HaNoitlin came their eyes, so Nikita's Chayfetz. Now that's the Vishita of the Goyim and the Rif. So the Ran, when he handles his parichos, close shul davar ikadin ze kedivir ben chanano. By my say haitzon in this bevenaito. Kol naito mechaver b'taina b'shvur. Always anyone you might see mama, you have to in his shvur. V'chem b'din b'easy. Not easy. Again, you need a shvuah because all the mahu migul leftur mishvuah. There he's saying not like there's vav. It's just there. It's not strong enough to patter for the shvuah. Yeah. Okay. Hilkach leimahani ay migul leftur mishvuah ki heichi. Just like my b'deraisa, we don't by us. By the mikzas, the migul of kaifra kol is like all them. Like Ram says, the Migu Guru, it's like all of them to Pater Shvu. Yeah? So Pash is in the Ram, he's saying, not like I was saying in the Ritva, but meaning there is an existing Shvu. Shilas can the Migu Pater it. No, Migu Guru can Pater it. It's a male you have to swear. It doesn't Pater, it's a male you have to swear. And Fakir, in the beginning is Mashma that the mocker of the Shvu, Batsim, is Daimata, Maitzi, Haitzas, and Nechze Ishtai, that he has to swear. But then he said, "Vim timer." He asked the kasha, which is an incredible question. Im kain havlish for der aisa. We can't have a shvur der aisa. Why? We just said we see from the shvur der aisa that amigu allows amigu can't part of the shvur. So too by the shvur der banan of whatever the source of this made up shvur of the Goyim, wherever the mocker is, he can't shvur. Migu can't pater, right? So v'im taimar im kain havele shvur deraisa. Yeah. See, in the riff yesterday, I don't know if you noticed when I was quoting the riff. When I go the Heishav rather, the Ban quotes later also. Shem ein derech oisim makom lishal oisim mikra ki yitzibay. He's never not going to take the man of the yiser. La'ach shiyish ba shvuas ha'tayra. It sounds like I was very excited about that. I thought that the Rif is mamash saying the shvuah deraisa, and the mocker is like we're saying the mocker is mighty mitzas. Mighty Mixes tells me that whenever you want to be Mighty Mammon, and you have a lousy Migu Garua, this is a Shvur Deraisa that you have to swear, that, and that is the din of Mighty Mixes. So Riv doesn't say Shvur Kein Deraisa. He says Shvuas HaTaira. Shvuas HaTaira. What does that mean? Not Kein Deraisa, Shvuas HaTaira, Shvur Deraisa. Now it's clearly in the Ramban he learns the Rif not like that, but based on what I saw after the Ritva, I thought maybe it's a Shvur Deraisa. But it's funny, the Ramban asked it should be a Shvur Deraisa, right? In the Ritva I can understand that it's Takif Kasha. Why is it a Shvur Deraisa? If the mocker of the Shvur is from it makes sense, it should be a Shvur Deraisa. Oh, so what is the answer? Why is Nashu with the Raya says he says? Well, of course, the Mishnah says, Kol Nishbon Shabbatarim Nishbon V'Lay Mishalim. It's off of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it. There's no thing that's Shavuos HaNoit with the Raya. Kol Nishbon Shabbatarim Nishbon V'Lay Mishalim. That's the Mishnah says. V'Eil Nishbon V'Noit. So it's clear in the Mishnah that all Shavuos HaNoit is the Rabbanon, not the Raya. But what's interesting me is what was his question even? Right? It's made in the Rebbe, I can hear that, it's Gokasha. It should be sure the right, that's the whole Makar. But the Rabban wasn't Mashmah, he's learning that that was the Makar. Sound like there was a Makar. The whole Limud, yeah? The whole Limud from Ma'idamit says is that Migu de Aza, or Migu that's not Olam, or Migu Garua, cannot pop you from a Shavuah. That's assuming there is a Shavuah, it just can't pop you from the Shavuah. So it seems to be two different approaches over here. How we get from what exactly we're taking out from Ma'idamit Mitzas, Lagabe, the Sheet of the Gainim, and Lagabe, the Din of the Shavuah Ba'izi. Now, just for the record, if we're already so much on the Shita of the Gainim, I mean, the Shita of the Gainim is a fascinating Shita. Like, the Gainim come up with a Shvuah, like, everyone, you know, everyone's grappling with it, like, where is it coming from? But the Rabban himself is not very, very happy with the Shvuah, Bukhal, like, the whole time. He's just like, where are you guys coming from? But he says, what can I do? I can't argue, I can't go up against the Rif and the Gainim and Hulu. Yeah, but then he says, "Oh, Achi Gati Matzasi Ben Ephraim that says that Man Dislay Mashkin Leidam Chol Nishban VeNaitlin." He says all the Nishban VeNaitlins is either one of two things: either because of their Meir Hatter, and therefore we say the person was Meir Hatter, and therefore we allow the Tevea to swear and take because maybe the Nitva was Meir Hatter, or the boy afuke, it's not boy afuke minor. Yeah, he says avahai loy mar the boy afuke minor. Case of mashkin, he is being mitzvah mamun, right? Said before some he remembered down before some say the reason why he chayav shvuah is being mitzvah mamun. Yeah, but the Rebbe Ephraim says no, it's not called being mitzvah mamun. I guess since you have a mashkin, it's not called being mitzvah mamun. I'm being mitzvah that I have the mashkin. You want your mashkin back. Then you have to pay me. I'm not being Maitzi Mammon. I have the Mashkin. As far as I'm concerned, I'm good. I have the Mashkin. You, the Loiva, you want to be Maitzi Mammon for me, said the Chayav Rebbe Ephraim is saying. You want your Mashkin back. Okay, you want your Mashkin back, then you pay me the Chayav. It's not even called being Maitzi. Fine. That could be a subject for debate. Is that called, when you have a Mashkin, is called being Maitzi or not? If we had a Shaila by Shtar, is it called being Maitzi? Mashkin might be better because there just the Ramban says it's called being mitzi because we don't hold b'shamish. I don't believe it's gavadami, but by mashkin, b'chayt kind of mashkin, so it could be that's not even called mitzi. You're not being mitzi, mama. Whatever it is, b'nishvi, tam. We should know tam. This is Shita from Ben Ephraim. The Ramban Batsim was very happy to find the Shita of Ben Ephraim that disagrees with the whole Shita, the whole Shmuel Gain. Then he writes. And he writes though, Milu Sam Chaninu Lemeb Bo'uvda Lechuchim Meshul Deraisa El Baraya. It's funny in the brackets. I don't know they put it in. Lechuchiyuv Shvuah Deraisa El Baraya. Here's how he's calling Meshul Deraisa. But even when he called the riff, he said Alma Shvuas. Again, he said Alma Shvuas Hatayruhu Nishba. Yeah. He didn't say it's a Shvuah Deraisa Mekins Chayfet. This riff is really getting to me. I don't know. So she was a Taira. I don't know what sounds like Shvuah Deraisa. It's crazy to say that, but sounds like they're saying that. She doesn't say Shvuah Kein. The Shushaim aren't shy. When they want to say Shvuah Kein Deraisa, they say Shvuah Kein Deraisa. We had a million times the Shushaim talk about when the king is chayfet, the Shvuah Kein Deraisa, right? Shvuah Kein Deraisa, the king is chayfet. Shvuah's hot Taira. Shvuah's hot Taira. Banu says, Hech nachnes Rashenu ben Harm Gedailun. Says he's scared to stick his head between the big mountains, might get chopped off. Aval dibe gainim anusaimchem achi yav marit tzedek. So he says even though Maisa he found the Ben Ephraim saif kosaif, the gainim is the gainim, and we don't mess with the gainim. Achi yav marit tzedek. Okay, so that's as far as that whole issue of this shoe of the Gainim is concerned.
I was in the entire discussion.
Which kasha?
One that
really He says the Mishnah is not like that. What? The Mishnah says, Kol Nishban, the Mishnah in the seventh parak. Kol Nishban Shabbatayra, Nishbanin, Loy Mishal.
Right. Is that not this is also?
But here it's, here you mean unite them. But in the case of the Mashkin, you're being Naito. Okay, it's about easy. In the case of the easy, you're being mighty. The guy ate your tomatoes, you're being mighty modern for the guy. That's just the matter. In the case of the easy. You're being mighty modern. Misha says, Kol Nishban, Shebetan Nishban, Vlad Nishalman. So, now. Okay, so we did. If they am retire, right? According to most Shem, the kash is it's a migu. Didn't kai for a call. The answer is the migu d'azim. The Rambam brought down the way the chayre how the rimagash is going to learn, because he said the rimagash that says migu l'ftur meshvua, migu l'ftur meshvua lo yamrinan. He brought a raya from by the mikzas. Rimagash said, because Moed the Mikzas, there's a migu, and still you have to swear. Because everyone jumps all of it. What do you mean? Adarabba, by Moed the Mikzas, that was the Gemara's kasha, and that Gemara answered, it's a migu d'azim. That's why there's no migu in Moed the Mikzas. So Adarabba, you're being the arrive from Moed the Mikzas, that migu the flume shul at the Rolei Minon, that's why you swear by Moed the Mikzas. And we don't care about the migu. The women, very good. Yimcham the Gemara's kasha. Yimcham the Rabbah's kasha. With the Imam retired, and Rabbah answered that it's a migu d'azim. So after Rabbah, Hashem said, "Bump for carrot." You see from here the migu through mishvua. Migu through mishvua. I'm reading. That was Rabbah's kasha. If it's not a migu d'azim, not a migu garua, then it could be after mishvua, right? So the Rambam suggests for the rimagash. He learns the Gemara differently. The Gemara's question with the Imam Rataira was not that it's a migu, that everybody mixes a migu at the Kaifra Kol. Rather, the Gemara was asking a general question. Why is it, almost a philosophical question, what is it, why is it the Taira was Machayiv by the Mitzas, and the Taira was not Machayiv a Kaifra Kol? And that the Gemara goes to Rosh Hakataria that a kaifra kol is ha'aza, and therefore that's why there's no shvua. A kaifra kol is no shvua because ain't other maids, and only by the mitzas we say there's a ruglayim l'davar that he was by the mitzas and not kaifra kol. Then the Rebbe that he owes the money, and therefore, there were matla shvu on him. So, Melech Fidak, there's no Gemara anywhere that asks the question that Amayt Mitzvah Patim Meshua because of Migu. Melech, the Magash does ask the question that, okay, very nice. You call Mechlo Gemara the Fid. Why Kaiba called is no Shvu, and my answer is, now I have my question. So why is there my mitzvah? Now when a migu, out to Kaiba call. Ella, Makam Mechiach Rimagash, Migu Tur Meshvua, Loyan Rina. This is one of his riots. He also brings a riot from Shuas Erechad and Shuas Hashaimrim. That the Rishaimrim say, where does he see a, where's the migu by Shuas Erechad? The Rosh says. Where's the migu by Shvuos Erechad? Mugash means three rayas. All the Shvuos the rayas, he says, Batsim have a migu. Mugash says. So Rosh says, where do you have a migu by Shvuos Erechad? By Shvuos Hashaimrim, yeah. Maybe Amir could have said, Yachzarti could have said, couldn't kai for a call. Right? Same thing you have in the mitzvahs. That's it. So they understand there's a migu. But where's the migu by Erechad? That the Rosh says, I don't see where's the migu.
Is it true?
What?
Is it true?
Troy. I could have said what? He took it for a different. I mean, what's the Troy? What's the Troy? Okay, so. And like it says, the Ruben Oshim and Haradal. So, what one's a Troy? So. Now. So then, moving on in Rabbah's statement, Ukuli by the lady. So here is also Machlaik Rishayim, very Machlaik Rishayim. What exactly is meant by? Well, actually, maybe you should do the Chazaka and may this problem before. Maybe do that first. We said Chazaka. What does it mean? Chazaka and may this problem before. So Rashi says, what's the Chazaka? Why would that person not be made? So Rashi says, because he did him a favor. He loaned him money. So Mela, the guy is not going to have a chutzpah to be kind for a call. So Mela, if he's there. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara in Baba Kama, Kuv Zayin. In Baba Kama. That more over there says that Rabbah disagrees with where it says we had Rechib Rabbah and Rechna 20,000 Gan Bekodin and Rechayim Hachich for Mixas Great Mixas. Chibra Abba said that the only the parish of Shua Sabkod is Dafko and is also by the Mikzas. In other words, there's three cows. One you kai for a kol, one you by the Mikzas, and one you say Nansu. Okay? Which Batsam means that the Shua's Nansu is really Gilgal. You have a Shua the rice of by the Mikzas, and you're megalgal the shuas nansu. We need shuas by the mikzas in the parasha of Shaimrim. The only time a Shaimrim ever swears if it's by the mikzas. And what's the mocker for that? What's the mocker for that?
Not
your precious. What? Precious by the mikzas. Because it says ki uzeh. Says Kiyuzet, the parish of Shem, even my mix needs Kiyuzet. The Gemara says, please, the Bechir Yosef, who says, your parish is Ksivkan, and we're not talking about Kiyuzet is going on a milva, not a begot. A milva, who did Ksiv? Umayishna milva, what's the difference? Why does begotten, you don't need my mix sense, why is milva, you need my mix sense? So Gemara says, "Because Rabbah, how brings on the whole member Rabbah, and Meila, not the Gemara, Milva who deikel meimar hachi, apakadin meiz umeiz. The difference between Milva kadin linyan haaza." So Rashi, "Because Rabbah that says, and on meiz part of they zesh aislay taiva, hecha the kafar akol." Pata Mishvua. The Lav Kushta, Hadei, we have a Matzal Mikhbar Bay. Oh, this is actually interesting. Rechel Med Mixas, Bekula by the Lichbray, Valakafri Mishunel Amaze. Rashi, we don't need to read it, but. What is Rashi saying over here? The Gemara says Kedirabba. Again, we're trying to understand why is it that by milva you need mighty mixas, you know, with b'chayv eshvua, and b'kadon even without mighty mixas you chayv eshvua. And Gemara says because there's Mabkod Nirmeis. And the Rashi learns, Mei Mabkod Nirmeis, for Akal. Right? Filokof Bakule. And the Rishonim understand, but that's Rashi. Yeah, but even if you say La'adam, Mabkod Nirmeis, for Shvuah. You only part from a Shvuah by the mitzvahs, but not by la'adam. Even when you say la'adam by kol yichai v'shvua, and that the Gemara learns it out from Rabba. What are we learning out from Rabba? So Rashi says, I just noticed this now. Ain't the maze pun of if they zesh us like tobe. Hilka chaych the kafir akol potim mishvur. Rashi is saying the reason why you potim mishvur by kafir akol by milva is because ain't the maze. You lav kushta bad day lo have a matzil in the mechper bay. So the reason why there's no shvur is because you're maze. Because ain't the maze. Which sounds like that at least in this Gemara, we're understanding Rashi that like the Ramban explains Vidas the Rimagash. The Hainu, and the Gemara's question, if they ma'am retire, was why is Kaifra Kol different than Maid Mitzas? Why by Maid Mitzas there is a Shvur, and by Kaifra Kol there is no Shvur? And that the Gemara answered, the reason why by Kaifra Kol there is no Shvur is because Ein Ad Meis, which would mean that Be'etzem Kaifra Kol should also be Chayav Shvur. He's being Teveh, so he should be Chayav Shvur. Elamai, we have an offsetting Svara of Ein Ad Meis. One second. So that's what Rava said. That's what Rava said when he said the Mamre Taira. And what was the answer? Ain't of the Meis. That was the question. That was the answer. That's not about learning the Dastri Magash. If that was true, then and the Ain't of the Meis is because you did me a favor. So then when we handle what's going to be by Bekadon. So then we say, well, by Pekadon, you don't have, by Pekadon there is a Meis. There's no Svara of Ein of the Meis. He would be Meis. So if there's no Ein of the Meis, then there's no reason why shouldn't be Chayev a Shvua, even by Kaifer HaKol. That's what would seem from Rashi in Baba Kama. Which is a little bit difficult because then Rashi Baba Kama is different than Rashi in Bar Metzia Daf Gimel, because Rashi Bar Metzia, as the Rabban by us quotes him, Rashi says, why we say Meshav Veda? And the Rabban says, oh, we see from here that Meshav Veda is the Raisa. So means the Rabban, that was Rashi Bar Metzia, wasn't Rashi by us, it wasn't Rashi anywhere else. If I'm not mistaken, Rashi, the only place where Rashi explains clearly the Gemara's Kasha Beferish is in Rav Metzia Daf Gimel. And Mashmu Deis Al Tzmigu, Meshav Veda, they could have been Kaifer HaKol. So that means the Gemara's Kasha was, why is my Mitzvah Chayiv, not why isn't Kaifer HaKol also Chayiv? But Rashi in, and really the few Rashi, see, there's a, the Rashi Bar Metzia, yeah, the Gemara's kasha was, why don't you have a migul? The Gemara answers the migul the Haza, right? How do we get from there? And the Haza is a person, you do me a favor. And you're right, you don't have that by Pekadim. How do we get from there that Pekadim is Chayiv, a Shvur, you make a Frakal? Where's the reason for a Shvur? So there's no Haza, so. Nowhere in Rabbi's statement was there an indication that when there's no oz, you have to swear. That was Pasha that minded that Kaifra Kol doesn't swear. We don't know why it wasn't on the discussion. Kaifer kol is pot. We just want to know that by the mitzvahs should be pot. You have migu. You could have been kaifer kol, and then we say no. It's a lousy migu. It's a migu dazer. It's a migu ruah. It's a migu dazer. But no one was contesting why kaifer kol is pot from mishvua. So meila, you didn't even want to say that. Because there's no haza, okay. But why is there a shvur? So there's no haza. Can you do him a favor? Why is there a shvur? So the Dva says he's apparently going Rashi, like Rashi Bava Metzia. Not like I'm seeing now in Rashi Bava Kama. The Dva says, oh, there's a cheshbon here. The Dva says, the cheshbon, the hechruch, the firashi, that even kaifer kol by pekodin has to swear, is a cheshbon, very simple cheshbon. So if you tell me that by pekodin kaifer kol is potter, then even if he's made the mitzas, yeah, every pekodin should have a migu otu kaifer kol. Lefi Rabba, yeah. And the only reason why you're not nemu with migu by Mike Mixas, yeah, is by Milva, is because it's a migu d'aza. If it wasn't a migu d'aza, you wouldn't swear by Mike Mixas. You have migu. See it by Bekotten. We see it's a parasha of Shmua. How could that be? You have a migu. You could have been chayiv for a kol. El mai behechroch, it must be the chayiv kol is also chayiv a shvur. They don't have a migu. So it's a mathematical cheshbon how we get to the fact that it must be that even chayiv for a kol is chayiv a shvur.
Right.
I don't
know why. We just don't know why. Why would it be chayiv?
We don't know. A lot of things we don't know. But that's what the Dva says, but that's Rashi. And that's if we go with Rashi in Bava Metzia, that's the only way we can do it. Maybe that's why Taka Rashi Bava Kama didn't like that. So maybe he understood that the Gemara Bava Kama by Behechrach, by default, it must be that the Gemara is understanding Rabbah differently. That's a little funny, right? Will the real Rabbah please stand up? What does Rabbah really hold, right? So the Gemara Bava Kama is taking out from here. Afi Rabbah, by because it's maize, and therefore even kai frakal, you don't need by the mitzvahs. Not like Rabbah Rabbah. Then, well, what's the echah from Rabbah? What's the Hechron Rabbah called? Elamai, says Rashi. No, the Hechron Rabbah is because Rabbah was Gufa debating why might the Mikzas is Chayv HaShvua and Chayv HaKol is Pater. And the answer to that, why Chayv HaKol is Pater B'Shvua, was only because Enemei is. That's what we have a right to tell the truth. That's what we didn't impose a Shvua upon you only because Enemei is. Oh, that's by Milva, not by Begotten. So Rashi says, good. The Rashi is there, good. One second.
What was
the question? What?
Just
buying. What? In the problem with Dva?
No, yeah.
But you know, you have a Hechruch, like, why is there a reason for a Shua B'cha? Say it. Yeah.
Why is there a Mishnah? The whole Chazal in the maze is with Machari Yeshua, is what's Padre Yeshua.
No, we
know this
clearly as far as we're going. What, you're going by Ernach, maybe? Shmos Hesses? Huh? What's the kasha exactly?
The whole reason why you puter from a shua, the rice is because of chazakim have made.
Right.
But if you don't have chazakim.
What?
You don't have chazakim, just do it. Teach from the Gemara, like who says it. No chazakim have made.
That's on the bottom. It's a bottom level.
Huh?
Is
enough of a
chazaka
to flatter you?
I'm sure there is some. Yeah. I guess. Okay. Now, the Ramban. So it seems that we have two mahalchim with Das Rashi. Why is it that Rashi in Baba Kama, Kuf Zayin, comes to the conclusion based on Rabba that Shvuas, that Ima Karif HaKol, the Chayav HaShvuah, by Pekodim, causes no Ozer. One Chejman al Tzvidvog, otherwise we have a Migu. Migu at the Karif HaKol. The other Chejman is maybe Mismash from Rashi, that we have a different understanding in Rabbi's memory. The Rabbi was good for questioning why is there no by the mitzvahs, why is there no shul by Karif HaKol? And the answer was, they're amazed. Oh, Karif HaKol, you are amazed. That seems to be too mahalchim here. Now, the Ramban takes strong issue with Rashi. Ramban takes very strong issue with Rashi. So he has he has a kash from the Rabbanan. Fishi Tasa, the Rabbanan da Amri, Bibinoi Meir, we just had him collect the Vazmiyankim in the Rabbanan. What's it in by Binoi? Do you have to make a shvur or not? Is there shvur smite mitzvahs or not? Right? Rabbanan say, Bibinoi Meir, and therefore what? It's Meshul Aveda. Right? The only reason why is no Migu but Mitzas, because an Emeis. But no, he's Emeis. He could have been Kaifer Kol. If he wasn't Kaifer Kol, he's got a Migu, Meshul Aveda, no Shvur. According to Ramban, according to Rashi, instead of pattering him, I'm sure it's my mikzas. Other Abba, we should mechayiv him even in the Karif HaKol. Punk fakir. According to Rashi, anytime there's no svara of any of the meis, like by Pekodin, you chayiv a shvur the raisa in my Karif HaKol. Chayv even Karif HaKol. So the Rabban say, "Adurav, you part of Mishuos by the mitzvahs." Like the Rabban, Karbam Kasha. Vishim Chayv Karif HaKol.
Torah didn't make one by
the Rabban. What? You didn't make one by the Rabban. Oh, what do you mean? Torah didn't make one by the Rabban? We did make one. So I was thinking. Well, that was before I saw the Rashi. Before I chap the Rashi in Baba Kama. According to Ritva, it's not shver. According to Ritva, maybe it's not shver. Why? According to Ritva, by Shuas HaShaimrim, where we know the Torah is Mechayev HaShvuah, Right? The Shvuah is a Shayrim. So Al Karchach, it's even by Karif Rakal, but otherwise you'd have a Migul. Right? It's all Cheshbon. It's all mathematical Cheshbon. Since we know it's the parish of Shvuah, now let's work our way backwards. If there's no Shvuah by Karif Rakal, then even by the Mitzas, you have Migul, even by Karif Rakal. There's no Migul. That's over there. We notice the parish of Shua, Shua the Shaimir. So again, we don't know the Svara, whatever it is, it is. Yeah? But by cotton, we don't notice the parish of Shua in the Torah. That my mix is going to be Chayiv, and Mela, you say, oh, it must be Kerb because also Chayiv. Who said? Then other Abba, we say that there's no mud mix because he has mingle, could have been Kai Rakal. By cotton, where we may is, there's no parsha in the Torah that says that you swear to cotton. There's no parsha. Doesn't say anyway. Kiva said doesn't say anything by cotton. So Mela, we have to figure out on our own. Okay, so then we say that's ash is Kai Rakal. Yeah, it's popular. No reason not. Yeah, Kerf Kol is always popular. Now, what about Moed Miktas? Oh, one sec, you got a Migu. Every Moed Miktas, you don't have Migu because it's Migu Daza. Here, it's not a Migu Daza. Right? Very, very simple Cheshbon. So here, the Cheshbon tells you that other Abba, that Moed Miktas is also popular. Right? That's according to Ritva. So according to Ritva, the Chayyim of Man's Kasha doesn't start. According to Ritva, the Man's Kasha doesn't start. Because only by Pekadna, where there's a given, and there's a Shvua, at least by Ma'id Mitzas, then Akarkach must be, even Kayyim Rakal, there's a Shvua. Otherwise you have a Migul. So whether you like it or not, whether the boss likes it or not, in the Torah, there's a Chayyim Shvua, even Kayyim Rakal. Zel, does it does. Chayk. Yeah? But, by Ma'id Mitzas, by cotton, doesn't say anywhere that Zechi Yeshua might mix us. Then other Abba, we say that Kayif Rakal we know is Potter. Red Kayif Rakal, not by Pekal. Kayif Rakal is Potter. So now, over here we had El my normally, you don't have a Migu to Kayif Rakal, cause and the Maze, the Migu Daza, Migu Gurua, by all of them. But by Cotton, we do have a Migu. It's made of a Cotton, not other Abba. The Ron says, it's Meshaveda, you have a Migu and you Potter. Very simple. No problem?
Yeah. First, and what would be the name by cotton by cotton? I mean, what would make us cotton by cotton?
What?
What would make us cotton by cotton?
I don't understand.
What's the...
I don't understand your question.
The same thing, because we don't know the dish.
What? No. By cotton, there's no term by Kayif Rakal. Cotton is never maize. I don't eat one. Not cotton. By cotton, it's always you can be maize. Why does cotton make a difference? By cotton, there's always maize. And still the term Kayif. So why is cotton make a difference? Absolutely what you just said. You said it would be the same thing. No, the opposite. The same thing as what? As Moed Mitzas, the Potter.
You don't have
the set again.
Oh wait, no.
What's going to be
a Potter?
We'll have to take this up.
Another question.
Next question. So the is for Paul, anyways.
Yeah. So why didn't you come out to the Misha Veda? You should already be Potter.
Who?
Who
should be Meshach? Chamed? What Meshach?
Yeah, why should
the Sakhi Meshach be?
Sakhi
Meshach be? We're not going to Kara. We're going to Kara. Why? That's not the kasha in Rashi.
It's only
by
this.
What?
It's only by your talk. The first says that it's a shua. So within the shmini nesvar, I'll reach it in.
If we're saying the Ritva that over there is no reason to mechayiv, again, the Rabban asked that according to Rashi over there, chutz meshevesh mechayiv id mekayiv rakom. I said there's no such cheshbon according to Ritva. Mechayiv the guy mekayiv rakom. Adra, the assumption is mekayiv rakom is potter. It's mela who are the mid mitzvahs. It's only by mesh, only by pekadin where there's it's given there is a shvuah that we work our way back. But the karka karvakol is also chayav shvuah. Is that what he's saying? What are you asking me? And why should you need a takana?
Because
maybe Rashi'll be meeting with Zubar Shulam Rino. We just discussed. So think it through a little better. I think. But this is all lefi the Ritva, but lefi Rashi Baba Kama, if I'm correct in Rashi Baba Kama, it means Rashi Baba Kama is saying not like this. Rashi Baba Kama is saying that Kayif Rakol is a reason by itself for a Shvua, unless. There's a counter taina of any of the maids. Okay? If Rabbi's question was, why is Kayfa Kol potter from a shvur? And the answer was, any of the maids. That's why by Pekodin, where Adam could be maids, because he didn't do many favors. So why over there? So over there is a chiyuv shvur in my Kayfa Kol. Now, the Rashi in Baba Kama, then Rabban has a very good question. A bomb question. Well, if he's there, if he's come by cotton, that his may is. So even it's a, not only should be Shemite Mitzvah Bichayev, but even Karvakol should be Chayev. Adarab, because his may is. Because it could be May is that's more reason to mechayev even by Kayif HaKol. So if Rabbi says the only reason why Kayif HaKol is not chayev shvur is because Enon May is, and that's why because we is May is chayev shvur by Kayif HaKol. So M.K. Fekner Rabban Eisen Akasha Lefidra Rabban and that by cotton your May is why you calling me potter from my mitzvahs. Even by Kayif HaKol, you should be chayiv. This is a bomb kasha. It's a pircha. No?
He's quoting Rashi.
He's quoting
the Rashi. But he's presenting Rashi like Baba Kama. That's what he presented. Ilav kushta by the Ilav imatimah.
Well, where?
Second line.
Hilko Chayfa called Potter. You love Pushna Made, love Matsi Mithrale. Okay, that's right. Okay, say it. Fine. Okay, this is the Dan's Mamash. I don't know. This is Dan's Kash, the Mamash Pircha. It's Kash, the Bam Kash. Okay, the Rabban asks a slew of other kashas, which I'm not going to go into, all the rishis, all the gemaras, where he demonstrates at countless places we see that b'kodin, maybe kayif rakol and b'kodin, the kayif rakol and b'kodin, you're potter. One of the Gemara's Mashuas the Shavuos, but hey, the Gemara says, where's the question? Shavuos the Shemech Mashkachas law. If you hold a Migu, that's the Gemara there with the Rimagash. If you hold a Migu to Meshvuah, so then every Pekadin should be Pata because it could have been Kayfra Kol. You see a kohen for kol, it's pater. V'cheina v'cheina.
And we don't have
meiz.
And we don't have
meiz. That's Rashi. There's no meiz. That's the whole point. Therefore, Narban concludes Elmer Vada Rashi's rule. Elmer Vada Rashi's rule. Kayf Bakal Bakadin is Potter. He said, Leidorm Oilam, or Chzartim. So, says Narban. Right, also quotes the Gemara in Davayin Babasra, which you've had many times. The Gemara there says that Gemara declares, if you're not this very star, I never want to say, Exarti. I never want to say, Exarti being the answer. Don't, there's only shalas al star. Definitely, boy, because they were star. If you didn't have a star, I couldn't say star. These turn anymore. Okay, Elamai says Rambam, what is the pshat? What's the pshat in the sugi in Baba Kama? Can't just leave the sugi alone. Says Rambam, the Gemara is not handling ladam. The Gemara is handling nensu. The Gemara is saying that to say nensu, being to say be kaifer call and ensu, right? There's no oza. That is no oza to say nensu. The Baal Bayis has absolutely no clue if it was nenas or not. Right? So there's no svara, there's no taina, but there's no oza. So Meila, here Betsy makes the same cheshma as the Ritva. What's the Gemara saying over there? Based on Rabbah, the only reason why you're not having the Migu by Megan Mitzas is because the Migu also, you don't want to be Kai Frakal. But by Pekadin, we're a tiny of them, so if you said it was the case of Megan Mitzas, you could have been Kai Frakal. You could have said the whole thing was an answer, right? And then there was no Ozum. So you say everything was Nansu. Is there any Ozum? No, the guy has no clue. So therefore, Chayav Gamigu. So then there would not be a Shvoz HaShayimrim. Elamai Al Karchach, same Hechr as the Ritva. Al Karchach, even by Kayf Rakal, you say Nansu, the Terz Machayiv Rishvo. Even Kayf Rakal, Terz Machayiv Rishvo. Now, but in the Ramban, at least, we have a Svar. Yeah, okay, fine, we have a Hefra. Say, what's Shah? Why is there a Chayim Shvotah? What's Shah? Okay, go Paul. And then the Ramban says, two paragraphs later, Vatam, Lomo, Shechayim Shvotah, Chayim Shvotah, is, and we say, it's been the dummy. When the guy said it was Nensu, maybe, you know, it could have been a gray area. And it looks to him like it was an anus, you know. But, you know, maybe it's not an anus. So therefore, make a shvua. If you make a shvua, then you're going to rethink it, exactly what happened. Was it an anus or wasn't an anus? So 1 second. So Mela, that's the svara, says Ramban. Why? Bein by Kayf Rakol. And Bein by Mayda Mitzas. That's in terms of Chayv Yishvua. Why? No, again, the hechruch is because otherwise you'd have a migu. That's the hechruch. That's what Gemara is saying there. Why, based on Rabba, there's even by Kayf Rakol, by Nensu, not by Ladam, not by Chzad, by Nensu, there is a shvur. Otherwise you'd have a migu. And the svara, there's the Ramban, there's a svara of Bidami.
Doesn't Bezdin judge whether it's
an anus? What?
Why isn't Bezdin judging whether it's an anus? He says what happened. Bezdin says whether it's an anus or not. He's not saying it's an anus.
He is saying it's an anus. He's saying it's an anus.
This is what happened. Bezdin says that's not an anus or it is an anus.
You can't just say it was an anus. You can't say it never happened. It's not hard to remember, yeah. So this is basically the sugya. So nice. Next week, Mr. Shem, we'll have Chazar. Yeah. Now the island is still falling apart, by the seams over here. And next week, if it's Chazar, might be more reason than that island will be falling apart. But not that I think that if we wouldn't be having Chazar, the island will be falling apart less. But other people think that way. But all right, I was falling apart when I was in Chazar. Anyway, kids, about Maisa, we really, you know, okay, really, that's 2 weeks left in his mouth, but at least, you know, take 1 week at a time, yeah? Well, there was 1 week at a time. Make believe there's just 1 week left at the end of his mouth, right? And there's really 2 points I want to make. One point is that, see, it's really important that you go to Ben Ismanim on a high, on a good level of learning Yiddishkeit and chulu. And usually those two things go together. You know, your level of Yiddishkeit is directly linked to your level of we holding and learning. Yeah, that's usually what happens. So Meila, so it's really very important that you go out to Ben Ismanim with the right foot forward. I mean, when you yourself are good matzah, but otherwise Ben Ismanim's could be very destructive, as everyone probably could understand that. Meila said really a chiv that everyone has to be machazik themselves. I push themselves a little bit. It might not be easy. It might not, you know, it might not be the best chavrus situation. Things are very fluid over here as far as chavruses are concerned. So, hey, deal with it. Yeah. And you know, you have to mechazik yourself. So for two things. First of all, I said, because this way, come to Ben Ismanim in a good matzah, and then the Ben Ismanim will be different. You'll have the same Ben Ismanim, but you won't be doing things you shouldn't be doing Ben Ismanim, maybe, hopefully. Yeah. And that's one point. Second point, for myself, the Shuas Dianim is a festa parak. We have major sugis over here. Yeah. And if we don't chazer it, then boom, it's gone like a fleeting shadow. Already, I'm desperately for a chavrus. I think Abraham shares that view as well, based on conversations that we had. We look back at previous sugyas and like, you know. So therefore, you know, personally, I feel desperately for a chazara, and if you know, if you have a chazara, you have a proper chazara. You can have a kenyan. These are major sugyas. These are shas sugyas, and now is the time to make a kenyan with a test. Without a test, it's not the point. It's not the credits. It's also you need to get the credits. It's always the, you know, the carrot or stick. I'm not sure which one that is, but the chazar itself is something that's of utmost importance and of utmost chus. You know, you come away from, you know, we did these four blad, festa four blad, mamish mali v'gadish, mali v'gadish sugis. So here you have an opportunity to make a kinyan in there, whatever level. But at least you put in the effort. It means say they're starting at 9. Finishing at 1:15, whatever it is. Maybe we'll have a shiur. I'm not sure how to think about that. If I feel the island is up to that or whatever, we'll decide next week. But and then I'd say this: you have 6 solid hours. Yeah, you have 6 solid hours to learn, or the 3/4 of a block, whatever it is. And you know, if you use that time properly, and you don't sleep half the Seder and be in coffee room the other half of the Seder, then you have an opportunity to mamish make kinyan of festus sugis, mamish shas inyanim, And you come away with this man, first of all, with a Kenyan, and besides, you'll be, if you come out with, you'll be in a different madrega, mitzad learning, mitzad Yerushalayim, and mitzad being a Ben Torah, and mainly the Ben Isman himself will be a different Ben Isman.